The 100 Marathon Club by Darren Smith. Number 22, Amersham Ultra, 10th of March 2018. My running buddy Jeff, part of the ill-fated team who went to Zermatt for Ultrax, and I had a conversation over multiple beers in a pub by the London Eye on the south bank of the Thames. We were talking about the challenge, in quotes, our personal challenge. We both wanted something from our running lives that we did not get from the humdrum of our day-to-day. We were in agreement that we both wanted, in quotes, that race. The one that knocks you on your knees. You think it has beaten you, but then you circle the wagons. You pull yourself towards yourself and remember that being strong is the same as being weak. The difference is that you do not give up. And so you drag yourself along, crawling over the line in tears of triumph. And Jeff went for it, signing up for the Spine and MDS and Century races, utterly destroying his feet in the process and chalking up a few demoralising DNFs along the way. I decided on more of a cautious approach, stepping stones, baby steps, let's not run before you can walk, let's not walk before you can crawl kind of thing, moving from road marathons to trail marathons to 50Ks and then further and beyond. Green Man Ultra, or GMU, was such a step. I'd run marathons, sure, but this was an ultra. I'd run trail, sure, but this was a trail ultra. The next stage, the one that GMU gave me, was a self-navigation trail ultra. And it scared the living shit out of me. And so, the night before Trans Gran Canaria, as we waited to know if the thunderstorms had passed over and we would be running, I became convinced that Green Man would be a step too far for me. I was given too much time in my head to think about it, and my head went a bit wrong. And so I emailed the organisers and asked a change from the 45-mile race to the 30-mile race. And he said it was okay. Yay! So instead of running a 45-mile trail ultra with self-navigation, it would just be a 30-mile ultra on trail with self-navigation. But I continued to worry as I slid down the mountains of Gran Canaria and carefully picked my way along that dry riverbed. And so I mailed the race director again, this time to cancel. And he said this was okay too. But then something happened that I was not expecting. Back in the UK, it started to snow. It snowed so badly, and knowing that in the UK, 3 inches of snow is a national disaster, that races were cancelled all over. Others, like Green Man, were postponed until the autumn, and so I had an out, and I managed to cancel my cancellation until September. But as you know, based on my other podcasts so far, I need a meantime race. I need something that would be a challenge to satisfy the disappointment I have in myself for wanting to bail and then bailing. But I also needed something that I think would be achievable. And so my 100th Marathon Club number 22 race is the Extreme Energy Amersham Ultra, which turned out to be my first 50K. The Amersham Ultra was a random race entry. Coach Jenny Morris, social media buddies Helen and Ali were all signed up, and I was on the 100 Marathon Club trail. And so, missing out on Green Man, I thought I might as well climb aboard the Metline to Amersham. A 50K ultra a fortnight after Trans Gran Canaria, after all, was a lot more attractive than a 45-miler the week after it. I stayed in Amersham at a swanky hotel nearby and took a cab to the school that would be Race HQ for the day. It was already bustling and there were plenty of people I knew there. Susie Chan on her road to recovery, her wonderful husband Sean and Superman Tim, as well as Helen and Ali, the photo girl runner. Jenny didn't make it in the end because she wasn't feeling too well. Before the off, a representative from the charity Humanity Direct thanked us all and told us of the good work that we were doing providing such much-needed funds to help children in the poorest of countries. Let me explain. Instead of charging an entry fee for the one-day ultramarathon, Extreme Energy asked you to donate your £48 entry fee to fund a vital operation. Or if you preferred, you can start a fundraising page of your own and raise the amount that you feel that you can. Extreme Energy run two of these races over the course of the year, both with all of the entry fee going directly to Humanity Direct. And I think it's really awesome of them and have run both of those races. To it. It started so well. Well, okay, that was just the race briefing. After the race briefing, it all went a little wrong. I was wearing brand new waterproof On Cloud Ventures, my trail shoe of choice. But as I said, they were brand new because the prior pair had fallen apart as I was running through Trans Gran Canaria. And therefore, these were incredibly sore as we immediately ran out into the playing fields of the school for a lap to thin out the crowd before heading out and into town. We were on residential roads for the shortest of time, with me now bringing up the rear, limping in my already painful shoes, before mud, glorious mud, and horses. Aggressive horses. Horses would be a theme of this race. There were a lot to be seen in the day in the valleys of Buckinghamshire. Some would just watch you go by with complete disinterest. Others would not even look up from their hay. Many ignored everything and slept in their rather cute horsey onesies. Others, especially the first herd that we came across, were galloping, angry territorial horses. The kind of horses that were quite big and very scary. I ran through a lot more muddy fields and muddy hills, punctuated with some very fast and yet muddy alleyways behind houses, a few grotty and graffitied underpasses. There was a crossing of town, a few roads, a few bridle paths, some busy roads, a lot of kissing gates and stiles, and a kind of gate that I hadn't seen before, that you kind of part like the waves as if you were Moses. And my feet started feeling better, which is good. And then, as I neared my target time, yes, I know I wasn't supposed to have a target time for this race, but I did anyway. It was basically to do better than I did in TGC. I saw the school, just as my feet were feeling better. I turned up the hill and ran around the car park, and it was at that moment I realised that I'd come the wrong way. And that the finish was actually from the opposite end of the playing fields. I cursed myself, ran back out, glad that nobody saw me, picked up the trail, and then ran the extra kilometre down the residential road, up and around the extremities of the playing fields, and then finally along the route that actually led me to the finish line correctly. And luckily no one saw me. So really the only time I got lost was where I actually knew where I was, which is a bit odd. Anyway, time-wise, I could have been better, but it was my third marathon and above in 23 days. If I hadn't been so stupid at the end and I'd gone the right way and followed the arrows rather than thinking I knew the direction, I would have beaten my Trans Gran Canaria time. These races, are tough. And getting through them is no mean feat. I commend anyone who can do them with a degree of speed and confidence as I muddle through with neither. If the race organisers are called extreme energy, you know that there is something of a challenge coming your way. And that was the tale of my first 50K. It was relaxed, and I would do more for sure, including all of the other extreme energy events over time. You see, once you find an organiser you like, you tend to seek out their races. Next up, it means nothing to me. Oh, Vienna.